From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. The oldest baby boomers are now 71, the youngest, 53. That means ahead of us, there's a big wave of senior citizens who will be needing services. Right now in Detroit, many of those seniors rely on informal networks of neighbors, family, or friends. Many senior citizens end up living on their own. In Detroit, 41% of people over 60 live alone, according to a report by Data Driven Detroit. That's the case with Ida Brown. She lives in a house in the Morningside neighborhood of Detroit. She's lived there for 3 years, but she says she really hasn't gotten to know her neighbors.
I might could if I was more outgoing with people, but I just have never in my life been the person that goes and talk a lot to other people, you know. If they don't seem interested too much in me, I leave them alone. I don't bother.
Brown is in her 80s, and recently she got a new neighbor across the street. Ted Shoemaker says he wanted to get to know the people who live in Morningside.
You know, I try to reach out to my neighbors. I've got a lot of, I know pretty much everyone within a 4 to 5 house radius on my block.
That includes Ida Brown.
I met him, yeah. You know, he was friendly, but you know, I don't bother you when you're not too friendly.
Shoemaker checks in on her, so does her daughter. She takes her to the grocery store and to appointments. Not all senior citizens are that fortunate. Marianne Frazier owns M&D Pharmacy. She says a lot of her older customers are unable to leave home even to pick up a prescription. She adds it appears too many of these seniors are alone and no one is checking on them.
A lot of times I don't think so. So my delivery girl checks on them. And I talked to them on the phone.
Frazier started those deliveries specifically for the elderly shut-ins in the surrounding neighborhoods. In the same building next to the pharmacy, Betty Wright has opened a senior daycare center. She's named it Tobe Mac. She's a retired nurse and physician's assistant and wants to help seniors be active. So far, Wright is not being swamped with paying customers.
Well, right now, no one's paying. And that's okay.
Wright used her own savings to launch the Tobe Mac Senior Daycare Center. The rent? Well, pharmacist Marianne Frazier owns the building, and rent payments are, let's say, she's allowing a delay. Wright is frustrated because so far the agencies that could make funds available say they are out of money. The center is cozy with nice furniture provided by Wright. It's like a tiny hotel lobby with additional spaces for exercise and craft activities. A group of women are chatting in an area decorated with some of their own art. Mamie Walker is a friend of Betty Wright's and a big advocate of getting this senior center off the ground.
We are all getting older, and we need a place where we can come, socialize, have Bible study, have exercise, being able to communicate with one another, and it's a relaxing place. Gives you peace of mind.
The other women nod in agreement. Betty Wright says for seniors who spend a lot of time alone, the little things mean a lot.
Just sitting with someone and chatting with them. I mean, it's so interesting to be in the midst of maybe 3 or 4. Everyone wants to talk at the same time because they don't have a lot of opportunities to talk.
There's an economic argument for funding senior centers like this. Active seniors usually stay in their homes longer. That means a stay in the nursing home is shorter. At an average cost of $7,500 a month, almost 32% of all Medicaid goes to long-term care. Seniors who have Medicaid can get a waiver for senior daycare, which is much cheaper. But in a city of 700,000, Detroit only has about 20 senior daycare centers. Some of those operate out of houses. Detroit is a city where putting something together out of nothing to meet a need is normal. There's an old saying, making a way out of no way. It's how many neighborhoods take care of their people. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.